are there recent cases of corpses coming back to life? I didn't even know there were historical cases of corpses coming back to life, much less recent ones.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The reason I got this interest in it was because of something that I had read in the Boston Globe a couple of years ago about a young woman who was found dead in her bathtub in her apartment.
Yes.
The fire and rescue people came and said, yep, she looks dead, and they found some pills, and it appeared she had had an overdose.
Oh.
And they called the state police, and they came and said it looked like it was an accidental overdose. So they zipped her into a body bag and sent her to a morgue, and a couple hours later she woke up and actually ended up being just fine.
Huh.
And I read that story, and it just gave me the chills. You know, I'm always paying attention to what scares me.
Well, yes, I know. But how could they, there are certain minimal steps one takes in deciding whether somebody's actually dead, and sending someone to the morgue is such a Ward X,
It seems like a final decision, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, there were a couple things in this particular case that made it difficult for them. And I completely understand how easy it is to misdiagnose death. In this case, she was lying in a cold bathtub. So it was very hard to feel her pulse. She was probably very vasoconstricted. You could not feel her pulse.
Ah.
And she had taken an overdose of some kind of medication. It wasn't mentioned in the news article, which may have depressed her respiration. So they really couldn't see that she was breathing. And it turns out that this is not that unusual.
Where did she actually wake up?
She woke up inside the body bag.
In a body bag?
Yes. Yes.
That would be so disturbing.
It would be very disturbing.
Maybe not as bad as in the freezer at the morgue, but bad.
I want to tell you an even worse case.
Oh,
You knew I was coming to this, didn't you?
Probably, yes.
Yes. Well, there was a case in 1984 of a man who was brought to the morgue and was about to be autopsied.
Oh.
Yes, the pathologist actually picked up his scalpel and was about to make the first cut when the corpse woke up.
Oh.
And grabbed him by the throat.
Oh.
And the doctor keeled over dead.
Oh.
The patient was fine.
The patient was fine.
The patient was fine.
I can understand the doctor keeling over dead. Oh, God. That's got to be the worst nightmare for
a doctor, yes. But this is recent. I'm just going to give you some of these recent cases. I mean, you'd be shocked that this is still happening. There was a case in North Carolina, and this wasn't too long ago, of a young man who was hit by a car.
Hit by a car.
Declared dead by the emergency medical people who came to see him, brought to the morgue, and they opened it up, opened up his bag later on and realized he was breathing.
Huh.
And he ended up in the hospital. I don't think he's actually awakened from his coma. But here's a 4-year-old boy who was brought to the hospital, found unconscious, declared dead, and began to breathe. And he's now recovering. So it is case after case. There was one woman who was actually she was lying on the table about to be embalmed when she began to talk.
Aye, aye, aye.
And you can imagine how the funeral home director was a little bit shocked by that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And
Look, how much do we really know about death? I mean, it seems maybe like a dumb question, but apparently not enough.
Not enough. You're right. What we don't know is that it's sometimes very hard to diagnose. And I'm talking as a doctor, and I'm going to make a little confession here, all right? And when I talk to other doctors, they all say the same thing. When you are a medical resident or an intern and you're called in the middle of the night to go and pronounce somebody dead
right. In
the hospital, the nurse has already decided this patient is dead.
Uh-huh.
So you're walking there, and it's maybe late at night, and you're exhausted, and you walk into the room, and there are all the relatives sitting around crying. You don't want to spend a lot of time in that room. So you maybe bend over and listen to the heart for 20 seconds, and you look, and they don't look like they're breathing, and you say, I'm very sorry, and you walk out. And there have been a couple of times when I walked down and thought, did I listen long enough? and I have heard from many doctors who said the same thing, that there are times when they wonder whether they listened long enough.
Well, I even mean a little deeper into the question of death. For example, after we die, everything doesn't wind down I guess, right away. And at the instant your heart stops, I mean, this is kind of like a private little horror for me, but I wonder if the dead lie there sometimes aware of the fact that they have just died. Well, key word, aware.
Oh, I don't think you have to worry too much about that, because as soon as your heart stops, the brain goes pretty fast.
How fast?
Well, you know what? If you were to interrupt circulation to your brain,
yes,
you would probably faint within 15 to 20 seconds. So stopping the heart is the same thing. You're not getting any circulation into the brain. The brain is a big consumer of energy, of the body's energy, and it really requires constant blood flow to stay conscious.
So we're really, really, really sure that people who have just died aren't hearing some few little things around them and have some final flashes of consciousness. We know that, huh?
Well, you know what? I haven't been on the other side, so I can't really tell you. But I would suspect that within 20 seconds, you were not aware of anything.
I hope you're right.
I think I'm, yeah. I mean, as opposed to when we were talking last time about having your head cut off, I think you would have 20 seconds of awareness.
Well, that's way too long.
That's way too long in a
basket.
Yeah, in that particular situation, that would be way too long.
But during an otherwise normal death, you wouldn't think that would be.
I think you probably lose consciousness, certainly after your heart stops, but even before, because as the heart is failing, it's not pumping as strongly, and you're going to, you know how it is to black out when you start to, your blood pressure goes down and
sure,
things get a little fuzzy. That's you know, you're not going to notice anything.
Huh.
So I wouldn't worry about that, but what I would worry about is being declared prematurely dead when you're not, and waking up in a situation that is not too pleasant.
Well, a bag's bad. A freezer is worse.
And, you know, historically, some people have woken up in their graves, which is probably the worst of all.
God. So if we actually know that some people have awakened in their graves, what a horrible thing to come. I mean, how many do we, most of them, we wouldn't know about? And in fact, how do we even know about people who woke up actually in graves?
Well, when the tombs are reopened sometimes to put in new bodies, they will find evidence that the people in there were not dead.
Oh, good Lord. Scratching?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. There was a case of, unfortunately, in the 1800s of a young girl who died of diphtheria, and she was interred in the family's tomb. And later on, when they reopened the tomb to put somebody else in, they found her corpse lying by the door.
Oh, God.
So she had not died, and there have been cases. I mean, it's really unpleasant, but it goes to the heart of what so many of us are terrified of. I think that's why Edgar Allan Poe chose to use this topic. It's because, you know, in the old days, we didn't embalm people back then. You weren't always certain.
Well, hey, forget the old days. I'm concerned today.